Welcome to Healing the World Through Music podcast. I'm Sherry Gross, bringing you conversations, experiences, and explorations on healing music and music for healing. You can find information on healing music events, tours, and trainings, as well as free gifts, music downloads, and all kinds of resources on music for healing at www.healingtheworldthroughmusic.com. Find yourself in a comfy spot and settle in because it's going to be an amazing episode. Thanks for listening. Today's guest is John Scargill. Singer and storyteller John Scargill spins out bright and shiny songs with contagious hooks and a positive message. His soul sparkles through his well-crafted recordings and improvisational, energetic live performances, demonstrating John's belief that people can relate deeply by sharing flaws, strengths, joy, and shared adventures. In this interview, John will tell how he was able to work together with a local hospital, and through a songwriting competition, he was able to be featured on the Radiothon, which led him to experience healing through music through the eyes of the children at the Children's Hospital. John's love of music actually started in fourth grade when he attended an art summer camp and belted out Circle of Life in a production of The Lion King. John discovered his own voice and flair for songwriting when he began to perform as a singer and felt the pull to sing lyrics that spoke to others and connected to the deep force within him. Rooted in eastern Pennsylvania and intent on making upbeat music that moves and spiritually heals others, John Scargill is reveling in the throes of sharing his CD breakthrough with the world. He'll share with us in this interview how he got to perform on the NASCAR tour, and John also starred in a PBS 39 television show, Steel Sessions, and was a guest on Sports Illustrated Now. He has been featured as an artist on radio stations, including 93.7 WSTW, Sirius XM, Road Dog Trucking, and Eagle 97.7 FM. And he's additionally had music on the iTunes Top 100 Alternative Country Chart. John is a passionate animal advocate and is partnered with PACT for Animals, a nonprofit organization that helps nurture the human-animal bond. Inspired by the love he has for his own dog, Penny, John participates in animal welfare events and raises awareness for their programs and services. John donates $1 of the purchase price of every breakthrough CD to PACT for Animals. Please welcome John Scargill. Keeps getting blown out. That's just fine. As sure as the day will fade tonight, the wind's always gonna
blow. Hey, Sherry.
Hi, John. Thank you so much for being on the show today. I'm so excited to have you here.
Sure, I'm excited to do it.
Since we last talked, you've had a lot of new developments. I'm anxious to hear about.
I just got in Sunday morning from Charlotte, North Carolina, and then I'm literally leaving tomorrow go back to Charlotte. Yeah, we're doing the next NASCAR race now this weekend.
So. Oh, exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd like to get started on your experience with the music for healing. Since it is somewhat different than other guests that I've had on the show, I'd like to go ahead and ask you to share your experience with music and healing and how that all came about.
Like you're saying, Sherry, mine is different. We spoke before about all the different scientifically backed up and everything. I was brought into it not because I was actually looking to do music and healing, but it just happened to be this contest at the A.O. DuPont Children's Hospital. They were looking for a song to actually promote their entire radiothon that they do every year. So I was really exposed to music and healing through this whole radiothon, and we filmed the video. The biggest way that I was really exposed to music and healing was in the process of filming the video for the radio. I went in there for 8-hour days. We did 3 different 8-hour days at the hospital at the AOD Pond. I was really exposed to how music helps the kids there, and it keeps them happy. They say that laughter is the best medicine. I think that music is similar to laughter, but it's a very positive thing. I think that definitely helped the healing process. I was really exposed to it when we went into the emergency rooms, went into the different rooms where the kids that have cancer were staying, and the looks on their faces when I came in and we sang the song together. I don't know what scientifically is going on there, but just that act of being there and singing together, seeing them smile, if that's not healing, I don't know what it is.
Yeah, I've seen the video with the radiothon promotion of your song and your music when that was filmed in the hospital with some of those kids that have cancer at such a young age. Mm-hmm. And like you said, to see their faces and how that transformed them and how happy they were and the whole change in their feelings, it was really, really amazing, and that's great. I love that.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Me too.
How did that actually, can you back up and tell about that radio promotion and what connected you with the hospital and those kids through your music, how that all came about?
Sure. I came across this contest. Now, E37 WSBW is the radio station I had been involved with before. I'm based right out of Philadelphia.
Okay.
WSBW is based in Wilmington, Delaware, but the listening radius is far enough where Philadelphia is in there.
Oh, wow.
So WSBW was the station that gave this contest. Get your music, you can have it played with the radiothon's video that they use for promoting the whole radiothon. I had this song called That Window's Gonna Blow. I thought it was a good fit, so I entered it into the contest, and they ended up choosing it. My song is in the top 10 songs, and then there was a vote, and I was fortunate enough to win the vote, and the song was used in the video.
Okay, what was the radiothon for? Could you explain a little bit more about that, the radiothon?
After we did all the stuff with the video shoot, the radiothon itself happened. I performed on the air during the radiothon. They have the family members and some of the patients go on the air all day with the regular radio DJs that are on WSBW and a number of other stations. They'll have them talk about their stories of healing. Sometimes that involved music, sometimes it didn't. All day this is going on. People can call into the radio stations and make pledges and make donations to A.I. DuPont Children's Hospital.
Oh, wow.
So they raised over $200,000 in one day.
Sweet.
Pretty crazy, and just being there, seeing the number go up on the board, which is always great, especially it's for a children's hospital. It's amazing. They'll play some music during the day, too, but it's mostly the stories of the people. I actually sat on the phone bank for an hour while I was there. It's crazy because it was so hard to hear because there were so many calls coming in, but that's a good problem to have when you're doing a radiothon, because so many people are trying to donate. But I remember barely being able to hear anybody because it was so loud. It was an amazing experience. The radiothon is something that was very special to me. I didn't even really know too much about it before I did it, and then afterward, I'm promoting it now, even though I'm not ever really involved with it now, but I'm just like, hey, you gotta check out the radiothon at A.O.D. Pond.
Is that something they do on an annual basis?
Yes. They do it every year.
Yeah, that's great. It sounds like it was such an eye-opener for you. That did you say somehow when we previously had a conversation that it changed your perspective about music and healing, or that you hadn't really thought of it in that context before? Or do you want to share anything more about your experience being there and playing with and for those kids and their families?
When I originally wrote the song, That Window's Gonna Blow, I didn't write it thinking about music healing. Then being able to go to a hospital and hear the kids singing it, and being in the video shoot and having the kids all singing along with me and they're all happy, that was something that was really changed my perspective on what music is capable of. I got into music because I love singing, I love writing songs, and I really love music in general. So that's why I got in. But I remember reading that a lot of people that even start businesses originally go in for different reasons, but then they actually evolve into a sort of more spiritual, noble healing thing. They might have started in the business because they thought it would make money, and then they end up going, well, I'm in this because I love this and I want to help the community. Now, it's kind of the same thing for me. I came into music because I love doing it. I love singing. I love writing songs. But now it's become so much more after this experience I've had at the Children's Hospital, I have a really big responsibility to use my talents in a way that I can help these kids, I can help other causes as much as I can. So it definitely changed my perspective about music.
Yeah, it sounds like it transformed you along your path, too. I love that.
Absolutely.
What is that song? Could you break it down, the title of the song, and tell us what it's about, what the lyrics are about?
The title is "That Wind's Always Gonna Blow." The whole message of the song is there's gonna be things that happen to you in life regardless. There's always gonna be things you can be upset about. There's always gonna be things that you can be happy about. It's all a matter of what you pay attention to and how you see it. So "That Wind's Always Gonna Blow" is essentially a metaphor for you got a sailboat. You can actually use the wind, harness the wind to actually pull you forward, or you can sit down and let the wind just keep you down, and that would be like looking at the negative things in life. So really, the lyrics are a big metaphor for exactly what I just said, seeing the positive things. And I think that actually is what happened with the kids while they were listening to it, while they were singing, was they were actually singing along and subconsciously, I'm sure, with music, a lot of it is subconscious. So subconsciously, they're actually looking at the positive things because they're singing along. And I guess the lyrics definitely help with that.
Yeah, nice. And I bet the families really must appreciate it, too, because I would imagine in those situations, the families have a lot of healing and things to go through, even more maybe than the kids.
Oh, absolutely. As far as the families, there were a couple families there when we did the video shoot, especially during the radiothon, hearing the stories of the families. That was very touchy. But I could definitely see it, though, Sherry. When we went in, there was a little boy that was in the cancer unit. When we came in, his eyes lit up, and he was like, "Hey, like, music people were singing on it." You can tell there.
Mm-hmm.
And it was actually, if you look at the video, he's the one blowing the bubble.
Oh,
randomly.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, you remember the one that he blows the bubble and it just pops?
Yeah.
That was the cutest thing. And he did that a bunch of times, and we got to watch him do it for like 5 minutes. It was adorable.
I know. He just lit up.
His parents were in the room there, and they were just ecstatic. All day, you've got all this stuff going on. You've got all these hospital tests and all this stuff. And then to come in, at least have 5 minutes of filming, and everybody's happy and singing along and high-fiving each other and all this stuff for the video and then for the music. So it was definitely transformational, I would say, for the parents as well.
Yeah, definitely. It would be for me if I was a parent there. What about the rest of your music career and things that have happened since this? It seems like that whole radiothon and your interaction was kind of a catalyst for other things to take off. Is there something you'd like to share about what happened since then?
It's been amazing since then. As soon as the song was used in the video, the 2 days, September of last year, the song number one on the radio station that it was playing on, because they played the song almost all day in between the stories of the families at the hospital. It was actually the number one trending song on 93.7 WSDW for 2 days in September, which was amazing to have a number one song on a major FM radio station. That was not anywhere close to on the radar as far as where we were even thinking my career was.
Nice, yeah.
At the time. It was incredible. I'm getting like 50 calls on my cell phone from my friends going, "Oh my God, John. You were on the radio on the number one slot. Did you know that?" And I'm like, "Yeah, everybody's telling me."
Wow.
I'm getting all these text messages of people, you know, how the dashboards now in the cars have the name of the song and the artist and everything on digital radio. I'm getting pictures of, it says, "That Window's Gonna Blow," John Scoggle, and everyone's like, "Oh!" Everybody's sending me over. The crazy thing was, is I wasn't listening at the time because I was still actually doing things with the radio on at that time when everything was going on with the number one trending song play at night. So I was doing so much stuff, and I just get all these texts and then all these calls, and I'm like, wow, this is incredible.
Sweet.
And then, since then, we ended up getting like 5 more radio stations playing my music. Not only the song "That Wind's Always Gonna Blow," but they played my other songs. I have some other songs. "That Wind's Always Gonna Blow" is kind of like a mid-tempo song, but I've got some other ones that are a little more up-tempo for radio. They're getting more airplay. Tons of internet radio stations have picked it up. 2 of my songs are in the NASCAR video game now, which is pretty interesting. Like, to go from barely anything to number one on the radio and NASCAR video game, I'm playing at NASCAR races at stadiums.
That's exciting.
The Chariot, I got to believe that the act of doing good through music healing has definitely propelled and had a huge effect on even the results that I'm getting now. And I'm extremely thankful for even finding the contest.
Wow, that's cool. So your songs are now on the NASCAR video game, and then you're playing at the events, too? How did that happen?
We got the two songs from the video game, and that video game's coming out on May 22nd. So I think it's coming out. Yeah, that's a couple days. What's today? The 19th?
Wow.
Yeah, it's already May
19th. Nice.
It's pretty incredible. Like, we got the songs in the game, and then my manager calls me. He was able to secure a sponsor for the NASCAR race. He was, hey, John, do you want to come and do some songs during the NASCAR races? I also do the MC for the NASCAR shows on our stage. We're sponsored by Webasto, the company that does heating and cooling systems for trucking industries and transportation. It's just amazing. I'm out there, there's tons of people. It's really incredible the difference a year can make.
Wow. Yeah, that's great. That's incredible. What a success story. I love that.
Yeah.
Would you have anything to share with? I think what's really cool about the whole story is, especially, there's two angles. There's the hospital side, that the hospital has put together that great program and the radiothon to raise money and then integrate music and musicians into it, which then on the other side helped to launch you and your career. Love to see other programs like that. Is there any advice you would have for someone who may want to get something organized similar to that radiothon and put musicians together for a cause? Would you have some insight?
First, study the ones that are already successful. Figure out what, look at the ones like Agapon Children's Hospital. Look at what they do. Contact Agapon. Their contact information is on their website. There's another one at Children's Hospital Philadelphia. They do their radio. But there's a lot of different ones that you can look at. I would say first study those. Definitely reach out to the local radio stations in your area in order to do that. At least start cultivating the relationships with the DJs or the program directors so that you can start the conversation about how, because it's a big deal. Aero DuPont does two entire days of programming, essentially, just for their radiothon. So any sort of thing you can do to work with the program directors at the radio station, definitely do that. Once you actually have it together, promote as much as you can on social media, get as many people involved as you can. A lot of the radio stations will be able to handle the musician integration, if you will, into the whole process. A lot of the radio stations are in touch with either the local musicians and also some of the more nationally known acts. Get in touch with those people. But I think the most important thing is cultivating those relationships, and whether it's you meeting the people at the radio station or you hiring somebody that knows them at your hospital. There was someone at AI DuPont that actually used to work for 93.7 WSTW, so it was an easy transition to start doing the radiothon because they already knew someone who worked in the PR department at AI DuPont. It's always about relationships and anything in life, but definitely for this too.
Yeah, definitely. That's great, John. What about any suggestions you might have for musicians and other aspiring artists to get a career launch like you've had? Do you have any suggestions?
Do as much as you can for free, even. Do as much as you can to... We didn't get any money from doing the AI DuPont thing. That was part of the contest, was you gave the song for the hospital to be able to use for whatever they want. It's a great cause. Also, as a musician in today's industry, the music itself is the marketing expense, if you will. If you make it... I mean, I love music. Obviously, the music is worth something. It has value. But give it away for free. Give away music for free. Do as many interviews as you can. I think what you're doing is great, Sherry, with these interviews and getting the music healing process stuff out there. Doing stuff like I'm doing right now. Going on to interviews like this and getting your name out there and getting your message out there any way that you can. Leverage your social media. Leverage everything you can. Use your Twitter. Make sure you keep everything up to date. Do things that are good for the community. Get involved in the community. Get involved in the musician community. The musician community is a very small, tight-knit community, and there's so many people that are out there that really want to help for no reason other than they just want to help. A lot of guys, like someone like me, I actually worked in the business. I worked in finance for actually like 6 months before I went into music. And for someone like me, I think from like a business perspective, I'm like, oh, well, I'm going to have to pay people to help with this. And I used to think that way. Now I'm like, wait a minute. People just want to help each other in this industry, which is amazing. If you can do that kind of stuff, that's great. Definitely do all the social media. Social media is like the great equalizer of today's music industry. If you can get out there and work social media, you can get a ton of fans. You can actually build a fan base up that way. I mean, we could talk for hours, honestly, Sherry, about the promotion and the different strategies. But I think the number one is social media. So just to make sure that you're on that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I believe it. That's great advice, mm-hmm. John.
Yeah.
And how about your plans for the future? I mean, the future sounds wide open for you. What direction and what do you have on your radar next?
What's on the radar, the immediate radar right now, is the video game releasing with the two songs. Live Out Loud and Leave It on the Track are the two songs that are going to be on the NASCAR video game. I'll be playing about 10 more NASCAR races this summer. So that's really on the radar right now. As far as after that, we're looking at releasing my debut album on iTunes and Amazon. So that's really the two big things that are coming up for me. We're going to be setting up some touring stuff other than NASCAR, some clubs and touring around the country. That stuff's kind of more in the early stages because right now we're focused on doing all the NASCAR shows and we still have 10 left, so there's a lot of them. Those are the two big ones.
Yeah.
And then releasing the record. That's the other big one.
That's a lot. Yeah, I love the name of your song, Live Out Loud. What is that one about?
That one is about living the way that you want to live and doing the stuff you want to do with your life. I mean, Live Out Loud. Live Out Loud is the title gives it away. That's really what I'm about, Sherry. Is like, I believe you got to do the stuff that you're passionate about in life. When I was in finance, I was making great money. I was really unhappy. I was just really down all the time. And I was like, I don't know how I'm supposed to be doing it, even though that's kind of the prevailing. And I was like, I got to really, really do something I'm passionate about. And that song is really encapsulates my whole view of like, you got to live out loud. It goes, I got to live out loud. I got to burn the only way I know how.
Yeah.
Lyric in the chorus there. So that really gets the gist of my whole message across.
Oh, that's great. I feel the same way exactly. That resonates with me and probably a lot of other listeners who are hearing this interview. Just got to follow your passion and put everything you've got into it and then see what happens, like with you, what happened.
What I've learned in my music career is there's never going to be a time when following your passion actually makes logical sense.
Exactly.
There's never going to be a time that it actually makes sense. If you just have to do it.
You're right. You're so right.
And I know. I remember I used to think, well, that doesn't make sense.
I know.
No, so I'm not going to do it. But then I'm like, wait a minute. No one's ever... It's like fashion. A lot of people talk about fashion and go like, well, that's not in right now. Like, it's not in. It is.
Right.
So it's like one of those things where Lady Gaga will go out wearing something. And it's not in fashion when she does it, but it is after.
Yeah.
Because she had the courage to actually go do it and actually take a risk. And then it becomes something. That's the same thing with anything in life. You just have to kind of do it, and stuff just happens. It's fun because I'll explain that to some people that are fucking a lot of my accounting friends and be like, you know, you just got to feel it. And they're like, there's no formula? And I'm like, no. It's just a feeling. You just got to know and you just go do it. And I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah, exactly. No, it's so great to hear that affirmation because that's totally my whole life, too. And I just follow my inner sort of guidance system, which makes no rational sense. And I mean, there's no, it's kind of like an autocorrect that's just based on intuition. And it's just that every day. And I, too, had the background in business and sales and marketing, and it was... just not really, it was just too stressful, and I felt like I wasn't following my life purpose, and I wasn't doing what I'm really here to do, and so, as you can see, the result is turned into and still evolving with healing the world through music, but it's definitely not something I sat down, and if I try to rationally think it out, doesn't make any sense.
Right, exactly, and I'm glad you're doing that, Jared. That's great. And all that stuff being said, I'm sure there's people that still love those fields. I'm not dissing marketing or accounting, but I always say, I'm like, if you love it, then definitely do that.
Yeah. Everybody has their drum beat to follow. Different. Well, it is different for everybody. I do like to hear, though, I love to know there's other people that are out there doing what you're doing that's similar to me, that are following our paths and doing it from our inner guidance and not from any logical perspective. It's nice to have that affirmation that other people go through this too.
Oh, yeah. No, definitely. Yeah. It's great. I love hearing it from other people too because it makes you feel a lot better.
Yeah. I'm so thankful you got to come on this show today, and all of your contact info for how people can get your songs and where they'll be able to purchase your music when it comes out on iTunes, and if there's any way they can get your NASCAR video game, the one that has your song on it. Could you spell some things out for us?
My website is www.johnscargill.com, and John Scargill is JohnScargall. JohnScargall.com. That's my website. You can actually listen to 7 of the 10 songs that are going to be on my debut album. You can download them for free. You can do whatever you want with them. I also have Twitter. I'm on Twitter at John Scargill, the same spelling as I just said. And then Facebook.com/JohnScargill as well. It'll be on iTunes, Amazon. You can get the video game at GameStop. It's available in the physical format for Xbox 360. It's also available online for the PC. PC, because it's a download only for the PC version of the game. But I do know that if you have Xbox 360, you can get the physical version of the game.
Wow, sweet. Thanks for sharing all of that. We covered a lot.
Thank you so much, Sherry, for reaching out to me for this whole project. I think what you're doing is amazing, even bringing together music and healing. I think our paths have crossed for a reason, and I did all the children's hospital music and everything for a reason to actually show me and to help those other kids and other people that music can really do a lot more than just be a passion in one person's life that can spread to everybody's life. Thank you for doing what you're doing.
Yeah, definitely. Well, you're welcome. And thanks so much for being here today.
Absolutely.
We'll look forward to watching your career develop even more.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you, Sherry.
Appreciate
it.
You're feeling the sting of the rain in your face. You've got a lot on your mind. So soaked in your demons, you just wanna cry. You're wondering how you can make it out alive. It's alright, everyone's fighting the same old fight. Everyone's gotta play. Oh, isn't that amazing? Thank you so much for joining us today and listening to this episode of Healing the World Through Music. Do check our website for your free tools on healing music and music for healing, including your own healing music blueprint, which is a new exciting offering that you'll find at www.healingtheworldthroughmusic.com. Thank you.